The following podcast contains strong language and ridiculous cartoon scenarios conjured up by two self-proclaimed comedy wizards. Between you and me, they're more like Saturday morning court jesters fueled by sugary cereal. But either way, the opinions expressed and presented are mere musings, so please humor their well-intentioned hijinks with a laugh and not by taking anything they say seriously. Unless, of course, you want to pay them to say something else. Could always use a new pair of shoes.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to ReviewParty.com. I'm Brent.
I'm Matt.
Come on, shake your body, baby. Do that conga. No, you can't stand it any longer. What do those words mean to you, Matt? How do they ring true right now?
It reminds me that we're all just a part of the machine. The sound machine. Specifically of Miami, I think.
I mean, where else would that song be from in America, then?
That's the only place sounds like that can be created.
Right. You can't make that in Springfield, Illinois. Ugh.
Can't make it in Duluth, I can tell you that much.
Duluth!
No offense.
They've
got a good trading company up there, I hear.
How about Oshkosh? They're making overalls, but not conga songs.
Nah, got nothing.
Hey, believe it or not, we got a podcast for you this week. It's a comedy
That's
one.
That's right.
On Review Party, we get reviews from around the internet. Amazon, Yelp. What's that one with the owl?
The owl. Oh, TripAdvisor.
TripAdvisor, yeah. Of course.
Oh, little guy.
Yeah, we haven't been there for a while. Maybe I'll check them next week. This week, I got an Amazon review to start us out, I think.
Okay.
Okay. You know, we've been big on the seasonal reviews lately. Obviously, last week with the Halloween episode, but even before then, we get in that fall mood. And here's one to put some people in the fall mood and to horrify other people, perhaps. Illusion Systems Extinguisher. And Black Rack Calling System. This is a deer grunter, as they say.
Oh.
It's one of those tubes where you wah, wah, and make deer noises. And a fake plastic horns you can smash together to make it sound like two deer are fighting.
Okay. I'm glad you said fighting.
The sound of two bucks fighting, other big bucks in the area will come check click, what's clack. Out.
They're like, oh, snap, fight's going down. Oh, what's going on? I want to see.
You squeak the old horn, they think the doe is in heat. Ooh. Come see what that is. Combo that with some of that juice that smells like doe piss around your stand. They're going to be coming at you, hopefully. You know, we'll find out in the review that, how well it works.
Just play Miami Sound Machine, and they're there.
Bryce Cole Wisco titles their review, Love the Grunt. They write, Love the Grunt. I have used many over the years, and this is by far my favorite. The rattling antlers, on the other hand, I don't really care for, but this is more of a personal preference. As I don't feel I can get a very good rhythm going for a long cadence. But that could just be me needing to practice. I do feel that the sound is excellent out of the antlers. You get an excellent pop when you slam them together. And a very true sound when just tickling the tines. This is a good system and will be using long term with more practice. 3 stars.
Yeah, practice makes perfect, Bryce. What else can I say? I know what else I can say. I can say the exact words that my middle school band director wrote on my practice sheet, which was not filled out whatsoever. The exact words I wrote, which I remember to this day, were, and I quote, satisfied with mediocrity?
Wow.
I was like, dang, I'm one of the few people who don't hate your guts. Because I recognize that you're a human being And I remember that one time you got sad when the band didn't pick the song you wanted to play. But that was harsh, Mr. Wise.
I mean, how close to humans are middle school band directors?
I guess it's a distant reach, but...
Yeah, I don't want to make any generalizations here, but a lot of them are closer to zombies.
DNA, you could analyze it for days and never get anything conclusive.
Middle school choral directors, on the other hand, salt of the earth people.
Whoa. Yeah, that's why they only last in those jobs 2 years at best. Like, oh man, middle school kids suck. I'm out of here.
Hey, you can't blame them.
No.
It's just a vacuum of suck in that middle school.
The point I was making there was Bryce needs to practice, just like I needed to practice to be able to handle the boom whackers, which I actually didn't get to do because Mr. Wise gave it to the oboe players instead because percussionists already had their hands full, I guess, Mr. Wise, right? Practice makes perfect. You clack those tines together, buddy. The deer will know that there's like some Sharks versus Jets feud going on. Like, oh, man, I got to be at the throwdown. Yeah, get your rhythm.
How are these deer snapping on their hooves?
Those cloven hooves. I've never known one to snap, but I want to be there to see it.
I mean, he's only a few hundred study hours away from being able to play some Miami sound system on those antlers.
That's what brings all the does out.
He's got the doe call in a harmonica holder around his neck so he can rattle and toot the horn at the same time.
He's like the singer from Blues Traveler. He's just got everything in a vest ready to go. I guess that makes sense for a hunter. That's appropriate.
Yeah, he has a bandolier, not of bullets, but of different duck calls for different seasons, times of the day. The kind of different bucks he's trying to attract.
I'm a hunter, and I love my grunter.
Yeah, that is a great tagline. That could sell some grunters.
I mean, man, you're opening my eyes to the world of up north once again. the quote, up north, which is always further north, depending on where you are.
Right. Yeah. I say I'm from the Great White North, and then, you know, Canadians are like, really? Come on. The Upper Peninsula of Michigan is just a little slice of Canada that America gets to have.
I'll take it.
There's plenty of grunting to go around.
I believe it. I believe it.
You gonna rattle off a review for me?
Sure. I have a wonderful Amazon review as well. This is for the Messermeister. I assume that's German. The Messermeister Oliva Elite Utility Knife. Italian olive wood handle, 6-inch. It looks like a beautiful kitchen knife.
Okay.
And Amazon customer Paige Turner... Which is, that's a cute, like Paige, like a woman's name, and then Turner, mm-hmm. like good old Timmy Turner, but Paige Turner, oh, I love it. You've made a joke with your name. Paige Turner titles her review, "Beautiful, feels and cuts well." And Paige writes, "Messermeister is so much better than Wusthof. I can't figure out why more people don't realize this. This is such a high quality knife. You will look forward to using it." Of course, it's not dishwasher machine safe. Who puts knives in a dishwasher? The wooden handle is unnecessary, but makes it feel much better than cold plastic. 5 stars.
There's some sort of warmth and comfort that they're garnering from their kitchen utensils that colors this review a little uncomfortable for me.
Yeah, this one could have been in the Halloween episode, I feel, but I just found it today.
Paige Turner, a moniker for Mike Myers, perhaps? Someone of Screams? And Scream 2, is that who it is?
Scream 2 would be Scream Man. I don't know.
Scream Man. Scream no, Man. But his secret identity, where when Fred pulls off his mask. Paige Turner, and I would have got away with it. too if it wasn't for those damn Amazon reviews.
Yeah, we've got the Amazon receipts.
Washer my knife,
Yeah, there's a couple of things that are like, normal people don't talk like that, Paige. Mm-hmm. You're kind of freaking us out here, Paige. Normal people, I don't think, say, you will look forward to using this knife.
I like when I buy a new thing, I get excited about the new toys as much as anybody, especially in the kitchen. Get a new spatula, you know, I'm excited to flip some omelets.
Mmm.
Well, I'm just glad it's there. It's reassuring.
I'm gonna curl my fingers around that knife and plunge it into this pork chop.
These carrots aren't gonna know what hit them. I'm gonna twist the top and cut it into little triangle pieces very quickly. This pepper, I'm gonna cut around the core in a little circle and pull out all the seeds at one time.
With surgical precision, I will disassemble this pineapple.
And thank it is God. Unnecessary. As far as the cleaving power goes, the wooden handle is not needed. Though, it does give me a certain tingling sensation as I grip it tight.
It warms me. I remember that I'm not alone as the knife plunges in. Sinking deeper.
Into the potato.
And I smear it with some daisy sour cream.
Delicious. Ooh. Ooh. Now I'm getting hungry. Who knew being a serial killer worked up such an appetite?
Probably serial killers, certain ones anyway.
Yeah, they're running around, or at least walking at a brisk pace.
Burning calories.
Yeah. How many calories do you think? How do I think Freddy Krueger's so skinny? Burns a lot of calories to phase in and out of people's brains.
And nightmares. You're intense all the time. Like, you're keyed up. You're ready to go all the time. I don't think serial killers are like, it's a lazy day. Just powwow on the couch in front of the TV for a bit. Maybe I'll kill someone later if I feel like it. No, they're always ready to kill.
Yeah, can you imagine the shoulder tension that Jason has?
Woo!
All that swinging, all that brooding.
Give him a little squeeze there. Ease the tension.
When this axe murderer puts you up on the old shoulder to carry you to the meat hook that they're going to put you up on, just give them a little shiatsu. Maybe they'll change their mind.
Hey, buddy, you feel a little tight. Ooh, just for a moment. I think there's a knot here. Hit that with my knuckle. Ooh, yeah. Yeah, I feel that. Mm. We can work on that. It's not gonna be fixed in a day, but we can work on that.
There's a reason that slashers are killing high school and college students and not chiropractors. Because they would just... Oh, I feel so much better, Doc. Thank you. Maybe I won't plunge this knife deep into your ribcage after all.
I'm going to need to see you again in 3 weeks for an adjustment. Are you kidding me? Chiropractors are monsters, too.
Just in a different way.
But they do good work, I'm sure, I assume.
Hey, you know, we love a chiropractor. We love it. We love a good adjustment on ReviewParty.com.
The more people touching my back, the better.
Yeah. I just want to, I feel bad when I go to the chiropractor because I love it too much. I don't want to be weird. I don't want to weird them out. I'm sure I'm not the weirdest person they see all day or all month, but I don't even want to be on the list. You know, I got to hold it back, my pure elation as they twist me like a pretzel and snap me in half.
I think we all have our thing. I love the dentist.
You like the dentist?
When they just like, gah, gah, they take the floss and they wrap it around a finger, and they're like, it's go time. Think, 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 think. I'm like, oh, yeah, yeah.
They're really scraping your teeth like a cast iron pan.
And I want to impress them so much. It's such validation. And they're like, you did a good job. I'm like, ooh, you could do things to me right now.
As sort of overwhelming and in some ways disgusting as it is, I do like the fluoride treatment where they put the goo in that mouth yeah. guard and put it in your mouth. Ooh, if they yes. have the orange one, I'm sign me up. If they got the orange flavor, ooh, that's good. Or even grape.
Grape's good. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Cherry, raspberry, I could do without. Not with in my toothpaste. Eh. Get a little grape going in my mouth. Woo!
Mm, yeah.
I'm shining just as bright as my teeth. And then they really rinse the shit out of your mouth after that.
Oh,
stuff.
Yeah. That cold water. Spit, yeah, you don't need refreshing. To tell me.
Just, you know what? I'm not even going to spit, Doc. Just pop that little vacuum right up in my upper lip there. Let that sit. Let that hang.
Just,
I'm a drooler.
Just leave
might
the room
leave that
for
there.
A moment. I need some alone time with the water gun. Oh.
They should really put a second bib around your waist so you don't get any pee-pee looking accidents with the water gun.
Oh, yeah.
You can't explain you never... that. Drool a little bit on your cargo shorts in the wrong spot. I think you got a little too scared of the dentist.
It's not a good look.
What time? We could do another review time. I got a review here. All right, this is another very fall review. This is a place I was looking at Yelp and TripAdvisor. I must have looked for an hour or two at all the reviews for this place. There are so many, and none of them are funny.
No.
But I really wanted to include it, because it's a place that will definitely invoke nostalgia in you, as I say it, Matt. So, without further ado, this is a Yelp review for Apple Holler. I don't even know how to describe it. The farm? The farm apple patch restaurant tractor ride corn maze tourist trap outside Kenosha, Wisconsin.
Yes.
It's a destination. An apple adjacent destination.
I never actually went, believe it or not, but just the iconography and seeing it crowded on fall weekends was enough to be like, ooh, I get good feelings.
I went to the restaurant. I saw the bakery and the gift shop. You know, definite solid four star. I'm not big on those kinds of places, but the food was
great. I saw goats. I drove by. I saw goats. That's good. Two thumbs up.
What more do you need, people?
Not much.
Apparently a lot. These reviews are pretty Uh-oh. Mixed. So let's see what Rachel W. here has to say. She writes, went on a Saturday. The place was a complete madhouse, but I expected that. The Good. Restaurant is tiny, but seemed quaint. If you want to use a real bathroom, you have to walk through the restaurant. Went to the bakery and grabbed a few donuts. They were delicious. This place is not really that big, so I don't understand the complaints about walking, except for the pregnant lady, which is understandable. We walked the entire orchard and tried several varieties of apples, picking several of each we liked. Was it expensive? Yes, but it's an experience, and you are not just buying apples. You're making memories. The toddler we were with got a real kick out of tasting and picking their own apples and pears. There's a small play area with a slide, a corn pit, etc. The kids loved it. You can pay $5 to park in a lot, but most of the people just park on either side of the road. Go early if you want to avoid big crowds. 4 stars.
I'm sorry, but the toddler we were with?
What? That is a quote. I know I stumbled over that a bit, but the toddlers, plural, the toddlers we were with has got a real kick out of tasting and picking their own apples and pears.
Yo,
we're just with them.
We're just with them. We claim no ownership. They seemed like a cool crowd. They said, yeah, come along. And we're like, oh, these toddlers know how to pick it.
As it's cool to say, as a cool Yelp reviewer on Yelp, picked up a couple of randos as the night went on here.
Yeah.
These know, toddlers seemed pretty cool. So we let them hang out. And they went apeshit for tasting and picking their own apples and pears, I tell you.
This is the craziest thing I've ever seen.
And then they went to a small play area which had, quote, a corn pit. Matt, what is a pit of corn? And do children play in it?
I think I know what this is now. I went to a fall festival area a couple of weeks ago.
Okay.
The place I went to called it the corn crib box.
The corn crib box.
The corn crib. And it was like, you know, like a farm silo looking thing. Not big and tall, though.
Sure.
Just with the slanted roof, too. And open on two sides. And inside is just a bunch of hard corn kernels. And you think, well, that's kind of weird. But you read the sign. It says, take your shoes off to go inside if they're muddy. And you're like, I guess, you know, I paid to come in here. I may as well see what it's all about. And you step in and it's like a foot and a half of these corn kernels that you just sort of sink into. And they're cold. And you're like, whoa. It's like the old Five Gum commercials where you just, all those metal balls are beneath you going, bff, 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 except it's corn.
Weird ass, like Amish.
It's an Amish day spa feature. Yeah.
Right. Please, after you get a massage and align your chakras, sink your feet into the corn pit. You'll never feel more grounded.
Reconnect with nature, as God intended, in a big old pile of corn.
So you just sink into the corn, you described it as. You wolf right down into it. Yeah. It eats you
pretty
up.
Much. It's, I'm sure, what to compare it to. It's kind of like sand, but obviously much larger than
sand that
than grains of sand.
Hungers to consume you.
Or it's like walking into a pile of leaves, only much denser and heavier. Like sinking into snow a little bit.
What I imagine when I heard the corn pit is a terrible pit full of corn where you would throw your enemies and they would never be able to get out. If this corn pit was deeper than a foot and a half, you would just keep sinking. Those big ass corn silos, you throw someone on the top of there, you don't stand on the top as though it was sand. You just sink right down.
You're gone. You suffocate on corn. And corn dust.
If you start sinking down into the corn, you better settle. Once you get settled into the corn, you're staying calm as though quicksand. But once you reach the core of the corn, you got to start shimmying and vibrating. You have to pop your way out.
That or you got to hope you're dang hungry.
Corn in and then propel corn out. And you got to use that propel yourself back up. You said it's hard, so you're not chewing it. You're just kind of...
Yeah, you're like a bird. You're just going for it whole.
You've got to become like a centrifugal motion machine of corn consumption. Enough about the corn, though. We do have a owner response.
Oh, nice.
I can talk about. Yeah, this is a reply from Apple H, business owner. I wonder what the H stands for.
Hoochie Mama.
They sure do. They write, "Hi, Rachel. Thanks for visiting us at Apple Holler. You are absolutely spot on when you share that it is not just apple picking. It is a total experience. Our goal is for families not to simply pick and take home apples, but to take home memories that will last after the last apple has been eaten. We look forward to having you visit with us again."
Oh, that's nice. That's nice.
What kind of witchcraft are in these fucking apples, dude? You eat these and they extract memories from your head like Dumbledore pulling pulling that gray juice out from his temple.
Here, suck on this.
You take a bite of the apple, crystallizes the memory in time.
What is that, like the never-ending story 2 or 3? Or like, stop wishing on your memories, Bastion. You're going to use all your memories up. You're not going to know how to get home, you little dork.
Never ending story. It's just a story. The writer just went to Apple Holler and tripped out on some acid or something. Remember when the horse dies in the quicksand?
Oh, do I remember? Yes.
Yeah, you were definitely scarred and traumatized with that, just as every other little kid that watched it. That wasn't an evil bog eating him up. That was a corn pit.
Corn pit. A goat fell under the corn pit.
They weren't riding a big fuzzy dragon. They're riding a tractor with some hay on the back.
He's like, whoa, this farm has everything.
Ooh, I mean, I gotta take a break from all this apple talk, from all this hollering about these apples.
Yeah, keep it down.
Apple.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for listening to our lovely little podcast. If you'd like to go above and beyond in supporting our show, or have the most fabulous conversation starter since sliced bread, go to reviewparty.com. Click on shop and explore some fabulous t-shirt designs.
Where's your favorite place to wear a t-shirt?
On my body.
Mine is at the store.
That is a good place to wear a t-shirt. Reviewparty.com. Click shop.
Why stop there?
Don't stop now.
Don't stop me now, because I'm buying a t-shirt. I'm buying a shirt.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the second half of the episode, and welcome to Celebrity Reviews.
Hey, who we got? Gonzo from the Muppets this week?
Oh, I wish.
Yeah, he'd be
great. I didn't really like it. That almost went to like Marge Simpson.
Homie, I didn't really. I can't do a lot.
I didn't like it.
Maybe I can do the sisters. Anyway, what celebrity we got this week, bud?
The celebrity we have this week, and this is actually, this week is the anniversary of the celebrity's review. This is a review written by Mackenzie Bezos, now known as Mackenzie Scott, ex-wife of one Jeffrey Bezos.
He had her doing the Amazon review thing, huh?
November 4th, 2013, Mackenzie Bezos, then Bezos, wrote a review for a little book called The Everything Store, Jeff Bezos and the Age of Amazon.
Whoa. She had the audacity to review a thing that I'm sure she's heavily featured in. That's a little crazy.
Right, yeah. She's got like 2 other reviews to her name, which are unnoteworthy book reviews. They were 5 stars, and she's like, I really like this. If you like this, you should try that one. You won't want to put it down. I'm sure that's exactly how she sounds.
Anyway. Like a young Kermit.
Oh, we have a Kermit frog here. Yes. Teenage Kermit. So, it was divine intervention that I found this review this week, and it's this week in 2013 that she wrote a review.
Happy birthday, everybody.
Happy Mackenzie Bezos birthday review. It's a bit of a long one, so strap in. I will try to just go through it. She titles her review, I Wanted to Like This Book.
So you know
where we're going already.
A little spicy, a little picante.
And she writes, in the first chapter, the book sets the stage for Bezos' decision to leave his job and build an internet bookstore. Quote, At the time, Bezos was thinking about what to do next. He had recently finished the novel Remains of the Day by Kazuo Ishiguro, about a butler who wistfully recalls his personal and professional choices during a career in service in wartime Great Britain. So looking back on life's important junctures was on Bezos' mind when he came up with what he calls the regret minimization framework to decide the next step to take at this juncture in his career. It's a good beginning, and it weaves in nicely with what's to come, but it's not true. Jeff didn't read Remains of the Day until a year after he started Amazon. If this were an isolated example, it might not matter, but it's not. Everywhere I can fact check from personal knowledge, I find way too many inaccuracies, and unfortunately, that casts doubt over every episode in the book. Like two other reviewers here, Jonathan LeBlanc and Rick Dalzell, I have firsthand knowledge of many of the events. I worked for Jeff at D.E. Shaw. I was there when he wrote the business plan, and I worked with him and many others represented in the converted garage, the basement warehouse closet, the barbecue-scented offices, the Christmas rush distribution centers, and the door desk-filled conference rooms in the early years of Amazon's history. Jeff and I have been married for 20 years. You had a good run, darling.
Oh, she had a real good run. Cha-ching!
Yeah. While numerous factual inaccuracies are certainly troubling in a book being promoted to readers as a meticulously researched, definitive history, they are not the biggest problem here. The book is also full of techniques which stretch the boundaries of nonfiction, and the result is a lopsided and misleading portrait of the people and culture at Amazon. An author writing about any large organization will encounter people who recall moments of tension out of tens of thousands of hours of meetings and characterize them in their own way. And including those is legitimate. But I would caution readers to take note of the weak rhetorical devices used to make it sound like these quotes reflect daily life at Amazon or the majority viewpoint about working there. For example, when the author does include people whose accounts of a supportive and inspiring culture contradict his thesis, he refers to them dismissively throughout the book as robots.
Oh!
In an archive of the thousands of thank you messages written to Jeff over the years, a small sampling includes, quote, "I just wanted to thank you for giving my husband the opportunity to work for your company so many years ago, and I let you know that he always spoke kindly and enthusiastically of the distribution center, the people, and you." Quote, "Having finished my shift, I thought I would send you a short email to say thank you. There is a fantastic team based here, and we have super support. Our mentors are true Amazon angels providing guidance and showing great patience." Quote, "I cried as I read the career choice announcement on Amazon today. What Amazon is doing to help its employees is affecting lives in the most meaningful way I can think of. It restores my faith in humanity." It seems like unbalanced reporting to avoid including the point of view of more people like these, and to use narrative tricks to discredit those who are included, given how plentiful they are. We're almost there. Stay with me.
Well, I'm strapped in, baby.
In light of the focus in many of the reviews here and elsewhere on what the book, quote, reveals about Jeff's motives, I will also point out that the passage about what was on his mind when he decided to start Amazon is far from the only place where the book passes off speculation about his thoughts and intentions as fact. Quote, "Bezos felt, Bezos believed, Bezos wanted, Bezos fixated, Bezos worried, Bezos was frustrated, Bezos was consumed. In the circuitry of Bezos's brain, something flipped." I want to know if that one's really in there. When reading phrases like these, which are used in the book routinely, readers should remember that Jeff was never interviewed for this book, and should also take note of how seldom these guesses about his feelings and motives are marked with a footnote indicating there is any other source to substantiate them. One of the biggest challenges in nonfiction writing is the risk that a truthfully balanced narration of the facts will be boring, and this presents an author with some difficult choices. It may be that another telling of the Amazon story, for example, the people at Amazon have no secret agenda they've been able to keep hidden for 19 years, really do believe in the mission they keep repeating, and are working hard and of their own free will to realize it, would strike readers less exciting than the version offered here. I sympathize with this challenge. But when an author plans to market a book as nonfiction, he is obliged to find a suspenseful story arc that doesn't rely on mischaracterizing or avoiding important parts of the truth. I am grateful that this is the era of the internet, when characters in nonfiction can step out of books, as Jonathan LeBlanc and Rick Dalzell have done, and speak for themselves. Ideally, authors are careful to ensure people know whether what they are reading is history or an entertaining fictionalization. Hollywood often uses a more honest label, quote, a true story based on events. If authors won't admit they've crossed this important line, their characters can do it for them. One star.
Oh!
It was the first one-star review that this book received, and about 5,000 people found this helpful.
If the author ever got to read that little review, I'm sure their heart sank. But I will say...
The author did pen a response, actually. Which was mostly like, I understand your some of your criticism, and thank you for understanding the how hard it is to do a nonfiction. But also, I talked to a lot of people, and you only pointed out one thing that's supposedly patently false, not all these other terrible things. So I don't know what to make of that. Anyway, continue.
The defense of Amazon's happy employee making work conditions have not aged too well since 2013.
No, they have not.
And I'm sure she's talking about some office workers, some early distributors when they're just getting off the ground and nobody peeing in bottles so the robots wouldn't Squid Games execute them on the spot, or the people sleeping in their cars because they're not paid enough by the richest organization in the world. But I digress. Mackenzie.
Ms. Scott. Yeah, I wonder what she would say now, 8 years later to the day-ish.
You know, that would be a great tell-all.
This guy is apparently writing another Amazon book, the guy who wrote it.
Mm-hmm.
So who knows, maybe there'll be even more dirty, dirty details that I don't know that she's going to come rushing to Jeff's defense this time, though.
I'm ready for the muck. I don't want to read about the meetings that went good. I want to hear about the meetings when Jeff's bald little head turned red because he was fuming, had a little steam shooting out his ears like a little train circling around the office.
I am displeased.
How am I ever going to get to Mars like this?
Oh, yeah. What are you doing? You think they dick around like this at Google, at Facebook? What are you doing? Put the scooter away, Scott.
You think he drives a Segway around the office?
He's got, like, electronic Heelys or something.
You know, in the X-Men animated series where Professor Xavier doesn't have a wheelchair, he's got like a whole ass fucking sled. He's got like a bobsled, basically, that floats around.
Okay.
Yeah, he's got one of those floating Professor X bobsleds.
Yeah. He's got the bald head already, so why not?
Yep. Except he sucks. That's the difference.
Yeah.
Between him and Professor Xavier.
He's changing people's lives in a different way.
Hey, that fast shipping, though.
Hey, 2 days, baby. They don't hurt. That closes this edition of Celebrity Reviews. Segment over.
Boom, boom. Do you have a review? Should I do a review? Talk to me.
It's up to you. I was just talking a while if you want to talk.
I'll do a little talking. This is a review from Amazon submitted by Elijah Moisek. Thank you very much, my man.
Nice.
This review is for Amazon Essential Men's 2-Pack Regular Fit Short Sleeve Striped V-Neck T-Shirts.
Ooh, with a V-Neck.
We got a little V-Neck, and you know... Our reviewer, Kelvin, loves a V-neck. He's notorious for it. He titles it, Too Large. I bought the medium size, but it feels like large or even extra large. All the t-shirts I bought on Amazon really, really disappointed me. I'm not even returning them. Throwing them away is much more satisfying. Edit. These shirts shrank significantly in the first wash. Now they are just the right size for me. I wanted to add half a star, but it doesn't seem possible. 3 stars.
Kelvin, you're what's going on? You took them out of the trash to wash them? What?
Threw them in the trash and he's like, those clothes look a little stinky. What do you do with stinky clothes? You put them in the wash.
Yeah. Like, oh, darn it, I got trash on them.
Yeah, his own personal clothing upkeep algorithm betrayed him. But then, did it. He was able to salvage these t-shirts, but not his review.
I can't even wrap my... Yeah, the die has been cast, Calvin.
Written in stone forever. These shirts are way too big. People are going to stop him on the street. Say, hey, didn't you say those shirts are way too big? He said, check the edit. Check the edit. They shrank in the wash.
Still looks like a 3-star to me.
Didn't you say you were going to throw them in the garbage? I never threw them in the garbage. They never touched any trash, I tell ya.
I frankly, I think I remember you being oddly satisfied one summer's afternoon. You said I just threw some trash away. I thought, okay. That bag looks awful. Fabric-y.
The coffee grinds. I threw them away and, oh, the garbage kind of didn't smell bad for a little while. The clothes, nah, never. I would never. And I would never be satisfied wasting clothing that I could give to the needy children of the world. But they'd have to be big children.
Because these shirts are always big. Every time I buy them, they're so big.
You know what's funny?
I don't get it.
No, it's funny. He doesn't say they look large or are large or even extra large. They feel larger, feel extra large.
So big.
He puts them on and he just feels like he's drowning in them. They're anxiety inducing.
I feel like a tiny man.
Just a little boy in a big shirt.
Relax, Calvin. We'll put him in the wash. And Kelvin's like, make sure it's extra cold because my name, Kelvin. Right? I was trying to think of a Kelvin joke this whole time.
I think Kelvin can be hot too.
Kelvin can be hot too, I suppose.
Let me type Kelvin into Google and we'll figure out a Kelvin here joke for everybody, folks. Just to fill everyone in on this joke-making process, the Kelvin is the base unit of temperature in the international system, with the unit symbol of K. Yep. Is 273 Kelvin hot or cold?
Are you asking me?
I'm just reading out loud and hopefully it's funny.
Oh. It's not.
I know.
I have an issue. Like, I've never edited an Amazon review.
Mm-hmm.
But couldn't you just take back everything you said? Or was it always an addendum? He could take back that he said they were small and he throws them away. And just say, they fit great once you wash them.
Kelvin's sharp. Kelvin's worried about someone going in the Wayback Machine. That's what the website's called, right? And getting receipts.
Yes, yes. Good old Internet Archive.
He knows the drill. He's leaving all the information out there.
Yeah. So when he runs for office, they'll be like, oh, he is trustworthy. Checked his Amazon reviews. He's never flip-flopped on anything except the shirts. But he's owning up to it. He's not trying to hide it.
When he wrote a review for chopping down that cherry tree, he did not remove it.
I can trust that guy.
His Amazon reviews speak for themselves. Do you have an Amazon review that speaks for itself?
I actually have a Google review.
Oh.
Gonna switch things up for us.
Oh.
This is a Google review of the Yaraka Hotel in Queensland, Australia.
Yaraka.
And Lisa Proud with a W. Proud. Writes, we had a wonderful experience at Yaraka Hotel. Owners Chris and Jerry made us feel incredibly welcome, as did the local emu. The accommodation is rustic and comfortable. I will be going back. 5 out of 5.
All right. At this hotel, we got nice owners. You think the local emu was just hanging at the pool for the afternoon? You think they got him on, you know, some sort of, all right, 5 to 9 on Wednesdays. Can you come by, buddy?
What's right. It's like the guy who brings his guitar and plays at the bar for a little while.
Right. What kind of gig do they got? Does this famous emu have with this hotel here?
This emu does have a claim to fame, at least in the past year. It made headlines because it was in the bar and just like causing havoc. And like, we got to get this emu out of here. We don't know what to do.
It sounds like they made amends and decided to keep him around. They're like, you know what? It's not so bad having you around, emu.
I feel like if that's your thing. That's your thing. What are you going to do?
An emu comes and trashes your bar. You're on the news for getting trashed. All of a sudden, tourists are coming up. Where's the emu? I want to see some carnage in the bar.
Hey, we came to see the emu.
My family has traveled to this land of thieves, and we intend to see an emu.
So they had to bring him back. They got a little rompus room for him.
It's better to have an emu than not, I think.
I don't know if they have a choice, as we've highlighted. They were held at gunpoint by the tourist industry of that town in order to have an emu. But hey, it's paying dividends. This lady loved it.
Yeah. I mean, that's something. Just like Rachel at Apple Holler, you are having an experience if there's an emu on the property.
Sure. You're going to bring that memory home contained within a glass apple.
You know, hey, Lisa, how was the Australian vacation? Ooh, we were in the midst with an emu. What? Yeah, I got a picture at the bar.
The emu petting zoo is kind of like when you go to Wisconsin Dells, or at least I should say when I go to Wisconsin Dells, and you take a ride on the ducks. The ducks are, for people that have not been to Wisconsin Dells, they are big trucks, buses almost, open air buses that can go on water. So you take a little tour of the area, they drive you around, and then splidoosh, all of a sudden you're waterborne. Right. And but anytime there is a deer or some sort of a wildlife creature in view on the tours, they will quietly stop and the tour guide will whisper over the intercom, "Oh, I've got some deer over to the right there." And people, and by people I mean people from Illinois, take out their cameras and start fucking taking pictures of these deer.
Hey, look at that deer, yeah.
Yeah, where I come from, maybe I've already played my hand by my deer hunting knowledge that I displayed in that first review, but my dad used to bait in my backyard, and we would eat dinner while deer would come up and eat by the window. So maybe I'm just privileged. Maybe that's what I've revealed here on Review Party. I am privileged to be blessed with the sight unsound of white-tailed deer.
Deer.
The stupid white-tailed deer are dumb animals. I apologize.
They are. Yeah.
Very cute. Very delicious. Very dumb. They're the animals that people get into so many accidents with white-tailed deer is because when you flash a light on them, it is...
They're like, oh, yeah?
They stop. They just stop and stare. It is illegal to attach a flashlight to your gun or bow, I believe, because you can shine the deer and they'll stop.
Right, shining, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't even think you need that handicap. They are that dumb. There was one in my backyard, and I opened the door, and I held a stick up. I'm like, "You want some?" And it turned its head. It's like, "What? Do I want some stick? Maybe?"
All white-tailed deer are just Patrick Starr. Very beautiful animals. We love and support them.
Hashtag Bambi survivors.
Hashtag Bambi survives the COVID-19. Thanks for listening, everybody, to this week of ReviewParty.com. We got new episodes every Tuesday morning. We would love to have you there in the hashtag Tuesday Reviews Day crew. If you'd like to send in an absurd review for us to bemuse over, please send an email with a hyperlink or a screenshot to said review to reviewparty.com@gmail.com and include your name so we can throw you credit.
Did you know reviewparty.com is present on your favorite social media? It's true. You can find reviewparty.com on Instagram and TikTok at reviewparty.com or on Twitter at reviewpartypod. What can I do on these platforms? Well, you can interact, send messages, like things, and share with your friends. It's a wholesome, positive experience that will enrich your daily life.
You know what my favorite way people interact with our social media is?
What at?
When they leave a funny comment on a funny video. I feel like it just... It adds new life to the bits. You know what I mean? Someone posts a... You post a waveform on Instagram and someone's got a funny little offshoot joke. A little one-liner that we missed. Oh, fills my day with joy. When you post some five-star Friday review and someone's got something snarky to say about it, I'm there. Light up that comment section for me.
Put some toasted nuts on our Sunday.
Let me see those nuts, Review Party listeners.
Anyway, you can also check out all our stuff on reviewparty.com, all the episodes, the blog. This week may feature a certain ex-wife of Bezos. And you can check out the shop. Do it to it, brew it.
I would check it out if I were you. I just want to also say thanks for our buddies Nosebleeds for letting us use their jam bread for breakfast. You've heard it throughout the episode. You're going to hear it in just a minute here as well. If you think it's a tasty lick, then you can go to Spotify and search Nosebleeds, one word. You can find some more tasty lickums, little musical salt licks for you and your dumbass deer friends to enjoy. you got a review to see us off this week.
I have a review to propel us out the door. This is an Amazon review for this name is gonna make me gag. For Angie's Holla Drizzle pumpkin spice flavored popcorn, 4.5 ounce pack of three. That's Angie's Holla Drizzle. I hate
it. Right, just mash two unrelated words together for fun.
This is so awful. Amazon user McV McN titles their review, Pumpkin Lovers Take Note. Flavor, 5 stars.
Ha 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 ha.